Okay, today we're going to continue in the 8th parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we are up to Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So Mishnah Ches discusses the following case. Now we're out of the Parsha of Gilui, and we're going right back into the discussion of Truma, and what happens when Truma becomes Tameh. So says the Mishnah, Chavish al Truma shenolad ba, Safik Tuma. Let's say you have two barrels of Truma, and one of them had become Tameh, but you cannot identify which one became Tameh. So now how do you handle that? Each one is a Safik Tuma, because each one is a Safik Tuma, you're sort of stuck. You can't eat it because you're not allowed to eat Truma Tameya. You can't destroy it because you're not allowed to destroy Truma Tahora. And each one of these is a Safik. So Rabbi Lazar Omer, Imaisu Menachas Makum Torfa, Yanichad Makum Amutzna, Vimaisu Meguli Chasena. That if it's right now left in a way that is vulnerable to future Tuma, that's exposed in any way, you need to protect it because it might be Tahor. And since it might be Tahor, you have an obligation to protect Truma Tahora. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, the opposite. If it's currently in a protected situation, put it out in an unprotected situation. If it's covered, you got to uncover it. Yes, there's a din that you have to protect Truma, but that's only Truma Tahora. But Truma that's Suffolk, you don't have to protect. What are you protecting it from? Normally, the reason you have to protect Truma is so that you'll be able to eat it. But over here, in its current state, as a Suffolk, you're not going to be able to eat it anyway. So much better to have Hataras HaSveikos and put it in a place where it will eat. Look, you're not allowed to be metame it, be a daim. You can't directly be metame it because it might be tahar and there's nisr being metame truma be a daim. But you could certainly put it in a situation where that will happen, that it will become tame, and then you'll have Hataras HaSveikos. You'll know that you have a mitzvah to burn it. Whereas Rav Gamliel Omer, al yichadish b'davar. Don't do anything to it. Just leave it as is. If it's protected, then keep it protected. You're not allowed to expose it. If it's unprotected, leave it unprotected. You have no obligation to actually protect the Rav Gamliel. It's like a middle ground opinion. Now the Tos Yom Tov is bothered. He says, well, wait a second. If it's a Suffolk, whether the barrel is Tameh or Tahar, we have rules about Suffolk Tumah. We know what to do when you have a Suffolk Tumah. That we learned from the Parsha of Sota, that Suffolk Tumah versus Ram is Tahar, Suffolk Tumah versus Yachid is Tameh. So why don't we just apply those rules? Meaning, why don't we just say that it's Suffolk Tumah if it's in Rosh Hashanah, they're both Tameh, and therefore they should both be treated like Tumah Vada. He says, no, Avuk Shem Shtei Chavius Rosh Hashanah, Ain the Tamish Tain Mikach Safik Tum Rishus Yachid, given to me Malav Shachad Minayu Tahar. Safik Tum Rishus Yachid is a case of a Sota, where I don't know whether the Sota is guilty or not, whether she's what we call Tumeya or Tahora. But over here, we know for sure that one of these barrels is Tahar. So you can't just say that they're both Vadai Tameh based on the rule of Safik Tum Rishus Yachid Tameh, that they're both going to be treated like Tumah, because you know for sure that one of them is really Tahar. The Rabbi Kivager points out, but if it was in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though it also doesn't parallel the case of Sota, because you know for sure that one of them is Tamei, but still he says, Mikol Makom Mikulu Ukma Kol Chad Achaske, that we could put each one with its Cheskas Tahara and assume that each one was Torah. So if this Safik actually came up in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, this whole discussion would be moot, says the Rabbi Kivager, because then we would rely on Safik from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim being Tahar, and we'd allow all the barrels to be fine, to be eaten or drunk by a Kohen who himself is Tahar. So that is Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Tes tells us, Chavis Shenishbro Begas Helyona V'Tachtona Tmeya. Let's say you have a Truma barrel that's got Tahar Truma in the barrel, and the barrel breaks, and it's dripping down into a Chulin barrel that has Tameh Chulin wine. Now, there's nothing wrong with Tameh Chulin wine. Tameh Chulin wine, you're allowed to drink. But there's something wrong with Tamei Truma wine. So if the Truma touches this Chulin wine, if it lands in the Chulin wine, all the Truma is going to be Tamei. It's going to ruin the Chulin wine because it's going to be mixed with Truma. It's going to ruin the Truma. So it's all going to be problematic. But let's say you have Kalim available where you're able to catch the Truma before it falls into the Chulin. But the Kalim that you have available are Tamei. So by catching the Chulin, you're going to be, by catching the Truma wine, you're going to be Metamei the Truma wine. But the Truma wine is going to become Tameh anyway, because it's about to fall into the Chulin Tameh. So are you allowed to be a Dayim, take Kalim that are Tameim, and catch the Truma wine? Now, you'd love to get Kalim that are Tahorim to catch the Truma wine, but that's going to take you a while to go and search out even find kelim that are tahorim. So are you obligated to take that risk and that loss to all of this chulin wine and all of this truma wine while you're going and looking for kelim tahorim? That is essentially the case in our Mishnah. So both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, agree. Shem yicholim hatzil men revius betahara yatzil. That if by the time you bring a tahar kli, that you will still be able to save one revius of truma tahora, then go get that kli, even though in the meantime you're going to lose a lot of truma and a lot of chulin. Ve'im lav, but if you're not able to get a kli in time to save a revius of truma wine, then Rabbi Eliezer omer teirid v'titam eval yitamen abiyadav. Then Rabbi Eliezer says, let it become tameh, but don't be metameh it directly by collecting it in a tameh container, even though it's all going to become tameh anyway, so you have to just let it flow into the lower vat, into the chulin, even though both the chulin and the truma is going to be is now going to become problematic, is now going to become usser. Rabbi Yeshua, we're going to see in Mishnah Yir Aleph, disagrees with that. He's going to disagree with this chumrah of Rabbi Eliezer. So to quickly review what we learned today, so in Mishnah Ches, we learned that if you have a barrel of truma that has two barrels of truma and one of them became tameh, but you don't know which one it was, three shitos in Tanayim. Rabbi Eliezer says, just protect both of them. Make sure that if they're exposed, that they're not subject to any tumma. Rabbi Yeshua says that no, just the opposite. Unprotect them. Make sure they become exposed to tumma, so that it will be matir the sveikos. And Rabbi Gamliel says, status quo. Leave them as is. If they're protected, leave them protected. If they're unprotected, leave them unprotected. And in Mishnah Tess, we spoke about a case where you have truma tahora, that is a barrel of truma tahora that is broken and slowly dripping into chulin temeim. So we said, if you're going to find a tahor kli, you'll still be able to save revius of truma tahora. Everyone agrees you got to do that. If you're not going to be able to save a revius of truma tahora, Rabbi Eliezer is machmir that you still cannot use tamei kelim to catch the truma, because that's going to be the tamei biyadayim. You're not allowed to do that. You have to let it slowly just drip, and it will become ruined on its own. But we're going to see later that in a later Mishnah Yir Aleph, Rabbi Yeshua is going to disagree with this shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Chas Mishnah Yud.